If you're going through rough changes in your life, this episode is for you.
When you're in the thick of it, the dark, the hard, the drudgery, the how am I even going to get out of bed, that can be so overwhelming, especially when we're in that space. I consciously try to remind myself that putting something on the board every day can't not equal success.
After starting a music career, Christy Muir became a single mother struggling to make ends meet. She became an example of innovation and success by becoming an entrepreneur and eventually a thriving investor.
And I don't mean success in like a monetary way. I just mean like success, sense of happiness and peace in my life and for my family. So when I'm in the thick of it, I consciously, even if I'm laying there in bed, will remind myself, like, just put your feet on the floor, like, get up. And maybe if, like, all you do that day is, like, get up, make breakfast, you know, drop your kids off at school, and do one thing at work, you know, I think all of those little actions add up to bigger things.
Today on Idea Tellers, how to pivot and still have success in your life. This is Idea Tellers. Hola mi gente, welcome to another edition of Idea Tellers podcast. I have a fellow Utahn here whom I really, really admire. She's coming from an artistic background and she's transformed her life into a successful entrepreneur and innovator. I would like to welcome Idea Tellers podcast, Christy Muir.
Hi, thanks for having me, Gonzalo. It's great to be here.
And it's great having you here. So Christy comes from an artistic background. She's actually a concert pianist. Christy, can you tell me a little bit about that musical background of yours and even your favorite composers, please?
Yeah. And I would say I'm an ex-concert pianist at this point. Famous composers that I love playing. So I love playing Beethoven. I love listening to Beethoven. I love Liszt. I love Chopin.
Chopin is great.
I love Rachmaninoff.
Yes, beautiful, isn't it?
I can tell you, I always had a really hard time playing Bach. And I think that especially, you know, when you're a little bit younger in your teens and early 20s, Bach is very, very rigid. It's very on tempo. It's on beat. There's, you know, it's very specific in how you're supposed to play it. And I didn't enjoy playing Bach as much because it wasn't as creative. But what's funny is that as I got older, I ended up learning a Bach concerto that was absolutely beautiful and one of my most favorite pieces to play. And I found a deeper appreciation for the regimented nature of that music.
So in your life, there comes a moment in which you need to pivot. Would you like to tell us a little bit about that pivot, please?
Yeah. So I think that life is a series of pivots. I don't think it's ever just like one pivot. I think it's a spectrum of pivots that just always are happening. So was originally studying music and became a mom pretty young. So I got married when I was really young and had my oldest when I was 24. And you know, about 8 years after that, and I was pregnant with my third daughter, found myself in a situation where overnight I became a full-time single mom with full financial, physical responsibility of my girls. And had been working on a startup at that time, had started to kind of, you know, get into the startup scene. I was building an ed tech platform. It actually really involved the music and the arts, believe it or not. That's kind of a different tangent I won't go down. But so overnight found myself in a situation where I needed to be able to put food on the table for my girls. And as a young founder and trying to build a startup, it was hard to just make that happen on equity alone. And so I realized pretty quickly I needed to make some changes within my startup and the company and my co-founder, and that it wasn't really feasible for me to continue working at the pace I had been previously. And so I pivoted into operating as an executive. So first I worked at a growth startup, Degreed. After that, I worked as a senior executive at Instructure with Thoma Bravo, and then another private equity firm, Learning Technologies Group, based out of the UK. And then I made another pivot last year. But I think pivots are an essential part of progress. And I try hard to lean into the pivots.
Two questions. Would you say that you develop a special empathy for the customer thanks to your artistic background? And number two, every single pivot, how hard was it to embrace and then moving on?
I'll answer your first question first. Music, I would say, I didn't realize how profound music would impact my life and success in business. I think that, and you know, Gonzalo, we were kind of chatting before we hopped on here. Music taught me how to think in a programmatic way. When you're in seventh grade, I don't know, what is that, like 13 years old, and you're sitting there learning, you know, a concerto that's an hour long, and how you learn that is starting at the end, the very last measure, the very last note, and then you learn the note before that, add it to that note, learn that measure, then you go to the second to last measure and learn that. And you learn to think in a very programmatic, disciplined way where you're able to see the big vision, you're able to come down to the minute detail and also, you know, problem solve at a really foundational level. And I think that from whether it was working with customers, whether it was working with employees, whether it was building and scaling product, I think that what I learned in music and the discipline that I learned there absolutely has translated into my success in business. And then your second question, what was your second question?
It was about embracing the pivots.
Oh, embracing
the pivots.
Yeah.
And how hard it was to do so.
Yeah. I mean, pivots are hard. I think anytime you go through a pivot, there is this, for me at least, there's like a sort of grief in the like, if you will, that sounds very extreme. But you know, you're pivoting away from something that you once chose because it gave you hope, you believed in it. And so I think that oftentimes, especially when we're making big pivots, it can be mixed with hope, with sadness, with maybe even like anger that something didn't work. But I also think that for me, I've always realized that that is the best option. And so I've leaned into it hard and stepped into that pivot. But I think pivots are always challenging. But I think that if you, you know, really thoughtfully think through all of your options and come to the determination that that is your best option, it makes it a little bit easier to step into it. So the first pivot I made was from my startup to a growth startup, Degreed. And after Degreed, I was actually hired by, it was both Thoma Bravo Management. So they had just acquired Instructure and taken them private. And so I was hired by both Thoma and the management team at that point to manage the divestiture and acquisition of Bridge, which was something that I totally was not familiar with. I had confidence in myself that I'd be able to figure it out. So I was there under both Thoma Bravo and the Instructure board, and worked both with Thoma, with the Instructure board, with the banker, with the buyer, with the potential acquirers. I facilitated with a lot of different groups.
Were these all new experiences for you?
Yeah, I think that I learned a lot in building my startup, though. I really believe that there is no useless knowledge. And so even if we are working and having experiences where maybe we don't in the present understand how that can impact and influence our lives, I have a personal belief that all of that will work towards our betterment. And I think that while a lot of the experiences were new with Instructure and Thoma Bravo, and I also was asked to step up as interim head of customer experience globally. So overnight inherited a pretty significant team. I think that, you know, I was able to lean on my past learnings from my startup and different things and knowledge I had gained there, as well as I had a lot of people around me. I wasn't afraid to ask for help or say I didn't know or, you know, ask for help when I needed it.
So at a certain point, there is a local venture capital firm that gets interested in your talents, your experience and knowledge. Would you tell us a little bit about it, please?
Yeah. So Pelion reached out. It's been exactly a year this month that I've been on the team. So Pelion Venture Partners reached out last fall. And Pelion, if you're not familiar, is one of the oldest, largest venture capital funds in the state of Utah. And we invest seed to, you know, Series A and SaaS, anything SaaS enabled. So everything from vertical SaaS like infrastructure, cybersecurity, marketplace. Cloudflare was an early investment. If you're familiar with Cloudflare, Divvy is a more recent notable investment. But if you just, you know, drive along the valley, if you live in Utah and you see some of the billboards that are up, whether it's Weave, MX, Entrada, those are all companies that we've backed and we're really excited about. We are based in Salt Lake City, and a significant amount of our investment goes to Utah-based companies.
Wow, way to go. Was it an easy pivot?
I would say it's been the hardest pivot yet, and also the most exciting. By the time I left operating, I was a senior executive. I had a department of about 70 to 100 people with directors across 5 countries. You know, had really become an expert in customer experience. So I managed all of the post-sales operations from customer success, technical support, account management, renewals management, and professional services for a pretty large group of portfolio companies, you know, in a less than 100 million, but a significant amount of revenue ownership as well. So going from that to a job where I knew nothing, while maybe I know how to show up and support a board and take a board seat and how to help a founder or a CEO, on the investment side, I'm totally new to investing. And so it's been really humbling to build that muscle up, you know? It's a totally new skill set. Pivot.
So pivoting can be a skill that can be developed, right?
I think it's a skill and it's a choice. I think a lot of times things become our skills because we choose to do them, and we choose to put ourselves in situations or environments where, you know, we choose that. And by way of that choice, it becomes a skill. Yeah.
Lovely. Christy, how would you say the recent experience is going to help you achieve those goals, please?
Yeah. Like I said, I think all things work towards our good and betterment of this world. I have this memory that I've thought of a lot. So when I was a single mom, and I was a single mom for about 10 years, providing everything, like financially, physically, for my girls. And it really was survival. If you think about like a hierarchy of needs, I really was just living at the very base of that hierarchy. Just able to provide for our basic needs. And I wasn't able to see much beyond just that next step of, you know, if I can just get this job, if I can get to this point and get off welfare. And then, you know, we were living downtown. And so there came a point where in my mind, I thought, if I can just get us out of town, if I can save up enough money to get us into a better neighborhood, you know, so I was continually trying to think through the progress. And the moment that I think about a lot, I was able to buy a house. And the day that I moved into the house, I walked into the house. You know, you go and you get your key and you walk in. And I realized I had never even thought about furniture to fill the house. And I think that one thing I'm thinking about for myself right now is trying to think bigger, trying to think more, trying to think about how big of an impact I can actually have on my girls, my family, my community, and have more of an abundance mentality and not be in scarcity, which is when we're in scarcity mentality, I think that that's when we live kind of at the bottom of that hierarchy of needs, where we're not able to see much of what's in front of us. And so you asked me, I know that's a very like broad answer to a specific question, but I think that what's next for me is I am trying to just stay very open to all of the possibilities and not limit myself by being small-minded. I think the thing that I do know, my mission and what I feel passionate about is helping make people's lives better, be better than they would otherwise be. And so I think as I move forward at Pelion, and, you know, I want to continue learning and becoming an excellent investor and investing in companies that are just really cool and doing good things for the world, with that, staying open-minded and thinking through what will have the greatest impact to the world around me and help make people's lives better than they would otherwise be.
What an admirable attitude towards your professional life and towards life in general. Thank you, Christy, for adopting that way to be. Last question. What would you say to those who are going through pivot and hard times in their lives at this moment, please?
I love that question, and I don't say that in any way to compare, or I think everybody has hard stuff. I think for me, like when you're in the thick of it, the dark, the hard, the drudgery, the how am I even getting out of bed, like life, show up, work, family, you know, all of the responsibilities, it can be so overwhelming, especially when we're in that space. I consciously try to remind myself that putting something on the board every day can't not equal success. And I don't mean success in like a monetary way. I just mean like success in a sense of like happiness and peace in my life and for my family. So when I'm in the thick of it, I consciously, even if I'm laying there in bed, will remind myself, like, just put your feet on the floor, like, get up. And maybe if like all you do that day is like get up, make breakfast, you know, drop your kids off at school and do one thing at work, you know, I think that that is really valuable in accomplishing, putting something on the board every day, all of those little actions add up to bigger things.
So it's a little bit of having the courage to take baby steps, am I right?
Yeah.
I like it when you describe how to focus on the next step and the next goal and being progressive in a way that you keep just going. And thank you for saying that. Thank you for your time and being so empathetic and sharing your story with us, Christy.
Oh, thank you for having me. I think it's awesome what you're doing for our community, and yeah, happy to be here. Thank you.
Thanks again. This is Idea Tellers. Until next time, mi gente.